Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and it is my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, toxic people, whatever. You know, today's episode is going to be entitled, What Are You Getting from the Narcissistic Person? What are you getting from the narcissist? What are you getting from your toxic partner, toxic ex, or whatnot? You know what I mean? Because I act like, so y'all know I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and my platform is geared towards helping more people get into therapy and helping people on their healing journey, but regardless of whatever side of the dynamic that you're on, narcissist, survivor, victim, thriver, wherever you are on your journey. So I ask the question when I do my one-on-ones over Zoom, you know, I'm talking to people and whatnot, trying to help them through their situations. And one of the questions I ask people, I was like, so what are you getting from this person? Why them? What are you getting from this person? And y'all, I intentionally asked this question over the last 2 weeks to like 50 people, and 48 of them said nothing. Literally 48 people out of 50 said nothing. I'm getting nothing from this person. And I always ask them, I'm like, you're getting something from them. You, like, this is my perspective, y'all. This is my 100% perspective. You can disagree with me, you know what I mean? But this is my perspective. You're getting something from them, whether it be some kind of physical connection, whether it be financial, whether it be something along those lines. Most of the people I talked to last week and over the last couple of weeks, they've been super independent people. They don't need anybody financially. You know what I mean? So that's what they say. I'm not getting anything from them. Nothing. I don't need them. I ask them, I was like, so if you remove this person from your life, let's just say this person just, you know, you snap your finger like Thanos and they vanish from your life. What is missing from your life then? Nothing. I don't really need them. I can pay my own bills. I can do this. I can do that. We don't have any kids together. So I asked them. So again, what are you getting from them? Nothing. Nothing. You are getting something from them, y'all. Whether it's some kind of internal validation, whether it's some type of like fulfillment from your childhood, whether it's some kind of bond that you're getting from them. Maybe it's familiarity. You know what I mean? Maybe it's the feeling of being familiar. Maybe this person reminds you of your mom. Maybe this person reminds you of your dad. Maybe they're just like your mom or your dad, or somebody you had a close connection to. You see what I'm saying? Maybe they give you some type of validation or whatever. Maybe you trauma bonded to them. What are you getting from that person? And the reason I ask this question is because once you figure out the answer to this question, it helps you move on. Once you feel, well, they remind me of my mom or dad, so is this right here? This is kind of this lingering childhood feeling from not being fulfilled. My parents never validated me. Maybe he reminds me of my dad, and my dad never validated me. So I'm just trying, like, internally, I think I'm trying to get validation from him that I never got from my father. Boom. That's part of it right there, y'all. Ask yourself, why this person? What am I getting from this person? Because once you can answer that question, and once you can supply that for yourself, or from somebody else, once you realize you can get that from somebody else, the millions of other people on this planet, or you start working on your mom or dad issues or whatever dynamic you is, it can help you heal and get past this. And this, again, y'all, this is my own personal perspective on this thing right here. This is it. This is how it works. This is how my mind works on it right here. I'm telling people, I just saw this, just like, what are you getting from this person? You have to understand it. Once you understand what you're getting from this person, it can help you move forward. It can help you heal. Maybe it's the financial stuff. Like, I need this person to pay half the bills or whatever. So start working on your finances. Start working on a plan right there. Get to the bottom of whatever this person is providing you, whatever unmet need that they're fulfilling for you. Once you can dig that up, it's buried. Sometimes it's buried beneath the surface because it's not nothing. When people say nothing, I'm not getting anything from this person, but you keep going back into a toxic relationship where they are just consistently abusing you. They're consistently putting their hands on you. They're consistently lying to you, manipulating you. They're consistently, you know, taking whatever you give from them. They are doing so much stuff and getting away with it. It's a consistent journey of them taking advantage of you and destroying your mental health, physical health, financial health, emotional health. You see what I'm saying? What are you getting from this person? That's why ask yourself, you have to ask yourself this question, y'all. You have to dig. I was like, it's beneath the surface. It's like I call it the graveyard of your mind, right? The graveyard of your heart and soul of your mind, the graveyard of your being. What need are they meeting for you? Just ask her. I can't answer that question for you because I'm not inside of your mind. I'm not making you go back and forth to this person. I'm not, like I said, what role are you playing in this relationship and what role are they playing in your life? Because I've met so many strong, just powerful, financially just independent men and women that just keep going back into toxic relationships. And I ask them, why them? There are billions of people on the planet. I know it's simple. This is the simplistic way of putting it, y'all. I know I'm not a therapist or anything like that, but this is the simplistic way of putting it. Once you go to that little graveyard of your mind, of your heart and soul, and you start, like, because the surface level, the surface looks okay. The surface, you look on the surface, you're like, I'm not getting anything from this person. This graveyard, this field right here, not necessarily a graveyard. This field is empty. I'm not getting anything from this person. But then I step into this field with you. I'm like, so what are you getting from them? And you say, nothing. I hand you a shovel. I said, go over there. There's an X over there. Find that X. Find the X. Start digging. You go over there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You just start digging. Lee's crazy as hell. There's nothing here. I told him I'm not getting anything from this person. I just have to find it. I just have to figure out why. I just got to break up with him. I just got to walk away. I just got to move on. You start digging. You get a little deeper. You sweating. You look out the hole. You done dug a 3-foot deep hole. There's nothing there. You look out the hole. You say, Lee, there's nothing here. I told you I'm not getting anything from this person. I said, dig a little bit deeper. Dig a little deeper. You dig, look, 3 foot, look, this 3-foot hole represents your memories, represents your life. You're 3 layers deep. Keep digging. Now you're back to your childhood. Doom, doom, doom. Wait, oh. I hit something. Keep digging, dig around it. Doom, doom, doom. I'm scared to open it up. Doom, doom, doom. You keep digging, right? You 6 feet deep right now in this mental battleground, in this mental field, right? Lee, there's something here. I talked to you. I was like, now open up this chest. There's a chest right there. It's not a coffin. I know y'all are like, well, you got us in a graveyard. There's not a coffin. It's a chest. And only you have the key to open this chest. Like, there's a lock on it. I can't open the lock. Look in your pocket. Dig deep into your pocket. Dig deep into your mental state. You reach in your pocket. You grab that key out. Oh, I somehow, where does this key come from? You had to figure it out on your own. Nobody else can give you that key. People can provide you the resources to find that key to open this chest, but you have to be the one to locate it. So they gave you the map. You're in this field. Unlock the chest. You open it up. It's childhood. It's unhealed childhood trauma. There's wounds in here. You mean this child? There's unfulfilled needs from your childhood. There's abandonment issues right here. There's wanting to fix people right here. There's been an empath. There's been a healer. There's some codependency issues right here. Dig through that chest, and once you can actually dig through that chest, you can figure out what are you missing, what this person is providing you. Because once you can figure out what they're providing, you can cut off that source, and then you can start to heal and break free of this person. But until then, when you ask, when somebody asks you, what are you getting from this person? And you say nothing, you can't heal, y'all. I promise you. You can say nothing, and you can, like, because if you say nothing, sometimes you can actually embarrass yourself by saying nothing. Nothing. I'm not getting anything from this person. I just feel silly. It doesn't work that way, y'all. Whatever you are getting from this person, you have to figure it out. Cut it off or fulfill the need yourself. Realize you don't need anybody else to fulfill this need. Realize you don't need anybody else. You don't have abandonment issues no more, because you're not going to abandon yourself. Nobody can abandon you. You can't abandon yourself. You're here for you. I'm good. I don't need them. You see the self-love brand. That's what the self-love brand is about, y'all. This is one of my brand shirts right here. I love me. Self-love brand. I'm good. You're good. You don't need anybody else. You're a good person. You see what I'm saying? This is a double meaning shirt, right? This is the link is in the description. But that's how it works, y'all. Literally. Once you dig it up and figure out what you're getting from this person, you can cut that off. Then you can begin to heal. Then you can begin to grow. And then you let this person go and fulfill those needs from yourself. And this will never happen to you again, because that need, that unfulfilled, that unmet need that they were fulfilling, you understand that you don't need nobody else to do that. Or you can find somebody else to fulfill this need that is not toxic as hell and taking advantage of you and trying to destroy you. Whatever that need is, maybe I'll talk about that chest. Maybe I didn't mention what this person is fulfilling you. You mean sexual, whatever it is, y'all, whatever it is, figure it out. Ask yourself, keep digging deeper. It's not 1 foot deep, keep digging. If it's not 2 foot deep, keep digging. If it's not 3 foot deep, keep digging. If it's not 4 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot, sometimes it's deeper than 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 foot deep. You can't even see out the hole anymore. Doom, doom, doom. Figure out what you're getting from this person and cut it off, or fulfill it yourself, or understand that you might not even need it. Once you get to that point, your healing journey can actually begin. I'm telling you, y'all, self-love. A lot of times buried in that chest is just the self-love that we've lost in these toxic relationships. I promise you, y'all. Lee, what do you mean? You're a narcissist. I've been in a toxic relationship too, y'all. That's why I'm on this self-love journey too. I struggle hard to love myself. Thank y'all. But like I said, ask yourself that question. I ask people this all the time on my one-on-ones over Zoom. I ask people this all the time. I said, what are you getting from this person? And they look me right in the camera and they say nothing. I was like, is that true? Then why can't you cut it off? I don't know. Then you're getting something from them, but you don't understand what it is. It's deeper than just the surface level. Sometimes you have to dig deep. Sometimes you have to get beneath the surface to understand what you're getting from this person and to be able to cut it off. You see what I'm saying? Healing, growth. That's the journey right here, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut in this thing right here. Thank y'all for tuning in so far, y'all. Y'all see the brand. I said this self-love brand is here. I'm good. This is the this is the shirts and stuff like that. We also have the self-love journal. I love me. The self-love journal by Lee Hammack. This is on Amazon. You can search Lee Hammack self-love on Amazon to get this. This is all about self-love, self-growth, and empowerment, y'all. Inside the journal, you find your affirmation. I'm special. You read the definition, and then you attack that thing. I can't tell you how to fulfill a self-love journal. I can't tell you how to feel a self. You have to love yourself. You see what I'm saying? Amazon. And also in the self-love journal is an entrance into a special group. a journal group. It's a self-love journal group that the people who purchase the journal get access to on Amazon. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.